Well, hello everybody, and welcome to episode number 79 of the JB Sism Show. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about why blogging is not about money. In other words, 'tis the season to be giving.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my goal each and every week is to take everything that we do to the next level. Well, my friends, welcome to another great episode of the JB Sism Show. My name is Jason Sism, and I'm your host. You know, Christmas is around the corner, and people are wrapping their gifts, lighting the Christmas tree, and decorating cookies for Christmas Day. But what happens when the reason for Christmas dissipates? Well, we find the same when it comes to blogs. People build their site, they get content ready, and when it's time to continue week after week giving, they give up and stop. Well, in today's episode, I want to talk about the reason for blogging, why it's not about the money, and why we should be giving more and more of our content for free. Well, my friends, I also have another section of our ABCs of blogging. So I'm going to throw one more A in there for you just to add to your glossary. Well, my friends, I'm excited about today's episode. It's going to be a good one. You can find the full show notes over at jbsism.com/079. This one is going to be good. And good it is to be behind the microphone. I am currently battling a cold, so if you hear me cough uncontrollably and the mic cuts out and I come back, that means I have gotten over my coughing attack. But it's been an interesting last couple of days because I have no energy, and it's just going to take all of my energy just to get today's episode recorded. But I want to let you know, I am doing this for you. And the reason why is because I believe in the content that I create, and I believe in you, my listener, and I believe in you, my blog reader. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about why blogging is not about the money. And if you're in blogging for the money, well, maybe you should stop, because blogging is not about the money. In other words, it's about giving, and 'tis the season to be giving. I love that. You know, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. You know, we think about music, and we think about Christmas, and we think about the fun and the joy it is to celebrate this time of year. But so many people, they get so caught up in everything else that they just give up, and they just get self-centered, and they push their argument, or they push their agenda, or they don't have a spirit of giving in them. And I find that really frustrating. I ventured out on Black Friday, and I'm going to talk about this in just a second, but I ventured out on Black Friday, and I just found how selfish people really are. Not everybody I encountered were selfish, but there are people who are selfish, and I couldn't get over it, and I have a really fascinating story to tell you here, but if this is the first time you are listening to this show, I say welcome to you, and this podcast is designed to help you stay motivated with clarity, to get the tools that you need so you can find your voice and succeed in life. In other words, my goal is to equip you so you can transform lives and reach the world with your message. And that's what this podcast is all about. And when I was out on Black Friday, I was telling you how selfish people are. It was amazing. I went to a few different stores. I braved it. It was crazy. I wasn't really sure if I was going to do that. My wife said, are you really going to go out? And I said, there's a lot of really great sales on right now, and I want to get these sales, and I don't want to miss them. And there's some Christmas presents I wanted to get because I couldn't get them any other time, at least not for the price that they were being offered. And so I ended up saving several hundred dollars and only spent just a couple hundred, I think. But it was amazing. When I was at Menards, there was this rack of Under Armour t-shirts. And I'm like, oh, I should check those out. Looks like be a good deal. I think they were on sale for like $10, $15 a shirt. And I'm like, I could use a couple good Under Armour t-shirts. So I round the corner, come back, and I find about 15 women around this display. And this display was not very big. I want to say it was maybe 4 feet high by, 3 feet wide. So it's not a very big display, but it was enough where they had several shirts. And they would pick these shirts up, they would look at them and chuck them to the side. Pick one up, look at it, chuck it to the side. And they're like chucking these shirts down the aisle because they were either looking for a right color or the right size and they weren't finding it. By the time I came back, I said, I'm not going anywhere near that. By the time I came back, the shirts were gone. So in a matter of just minutes, the shirts were gone, and these women just completely destroyed this case. It was falling apart. I just shook my head and said, what is going on? Well, I continued wandering around, found a few things, got a cart, and because I had enough stuff where I actually needed a cart. And you'd see people just attacking the candles, and you would see people attacking the wax melts, and the different holiday display stuff. And I just stood in amazement at how crazy people were. Well, fast forward, and there was a particular gift I was looking for my father. And I wanted it, but I couldn't find it. I searched the store over. I could not find this gift. So finally, I asked somebody. I saw they had it in their cart. And I said, where did you get that? And can you point me in the direction? Because I'm looking for one of those. And no joke, the guy said, here, I'm going to give it to you out of my cart. You can have it. I don't need it. And I said, are you kidding me? He goes, no, take it by all means. You take it. I was flabbergasted in a good way. I just was in awe at his generosity. He didn't have to give it to me. He could have bought it for himself. But he said he didn't need that particular item that he had in his cart. And that's what Christmas is all about. It's about people giving. And that's what it should be about. Well, I saw the antithesis of that as well in that same store. I get to the checkout lane. Now, granted, it took me 20 minutes to get to the checkout lane. I get to the checkout lane, and the lane behind me, this lady is going off about something. And she is just ripping into this poor cashier. And the cashier rings for assistance, and this young black kid walks up, and these two people, this mother and son, go off on him. Well, the employee was not very kind. He swore at the lady, the customer, and he said, you don't have to be a blankety blank about it. Well, that set her son off. Her son just rips into this poor employee who probably deserved it, but he didn't deserve the berailment that he got and the berating that he got. And he lights into him. He called the employee, you know, an N-word. He called him a mother. Well, I'm going to use a different word, mother trucker. He used some pretty foul language, and it's like everybody stopped doing what they were doing. Everybody was watching the fireworks, and finally, a manager comes over. She goes, "What's going on?" Nobody was being sensible. Everybody's voices were raised. Finally, she said to the employee, "You office, and you, it's best if you leave the store." Now, for the sake of this podcast, because it's a clean podcast, I'm not going to go into a lot of what was said and exchanged because it's a clean podcast. However, this lady and her son wreaked havoc at Menards. Now, the employee could have done better. He started cussing them out as well. But you can imagine some of the stuff that was said because it was a white mother and son and a black employee. You can imagine with all of the strife that's going on today, you can imagine the words that were exchanged. Well, finally, I turned to people and I said, "Hey, you know, this all sure defeats the purpose of 'tis the season to be jolly and 'tis the season to be giving." And I said, "I'm going home to my wife and kid. You all have a Merry Christmas." And finally, it's like you saw everybody relax and everybody kind of smiled and laughed at that comment. But, you know, I often think of scripture, and Jesus said, "I have come to give you life, and I have come to give you life to the full." You see, everything about believers in Jesus, and if you're not a believer in Jesus, then, you know, take this as good advice. But being a believer in Jesus, it means that we have a gift of joy and hope and peace on the inside of us that we can extend to other people. And Jesus said, "I've come to give you life and life to the full." So my question is, should we not then extend that same life to other people? I mean, think about it. If we are to be people who are giving, completely giving of ourselves to help other people, we need to be taking the time to give, taking the time to let the words of hope flow out of us and flow into the lives of other people so that they can live better lives. Why? Because, like Jesus said, we have come to give you life and life to the full, and we can do that through our words. So when I think about this, think about blogging, and I got thinking about my blog, especially after this whole incident at Menards. I got thinking about it because my blog, and I hope your blog is the same way, but it's to help people live better lives. You know, my goal, and I was saying this last week, and if you want to find last week's episode, you can do so at jbsism.com/078. But I was saying that I have a threefold vision when it comes to my blog. And my threefold vision is this: equip, transform, and reach. And what I mean by that is my goal is to equip you with the tools that you need. Equip you with the clarity that you need, so that you can find your voice. But when you find your voice, the goal then is to transform lives with the message that's on your heart so that you can reach people, reach the world with your message. So my goal is to equip you with tools so you can transform lives by reaching the world with your message. That's my goal. And my goal is to help worn out leaders and overwhelmed writers stay motivated with clarity. That's the goal. And blogging for me is about bettering people's lives. That's why I really write in several different facets. I write about writing. I talk about writing on this blog. And that's one of the main things that I've really focused on this last year, because that's what you, my audience, have really wanted. You wanted me to focus more on that. I focus on productivity and personal development, helping you better your life, because if you don't have a productive life, you're not going to be very productive in your writing. And so the two really work hand in hand. Well, my goal is to help you stay productive, help you develop your spirit, help you develop your emotions and your mind and your life. I talk about social media and I talk about leadership. And these are the things that I talk about because these are the things you've asked me to talk about. And so I give out of the knowledge that I have, I give to help better your life. And so for me, I'm always reading, I'm always learning something new, I'm forever listening to podcast episodes. It's one of the reasons why I started this podcast, because I so enjoy getting fed by other podcasts. I wanted to give something back to everybody who gives to me. And that's why I have this podcast, is to give back, help you do better at what you do. So in other words, this blog is about giving without any strings attached. Now, you can take a lot of different connotations with that, but I'm talking really about giving out of the resources that you have. Write about what you know. Don't write about what you don't know. And that's kind of one of the mistakes that I started making, is I started writing about some of the stuff that I wasn't quite proficient at, and I was called on the carpet for it. Now, does it mean it was bad material? No. Does it mean that people still don't read that material? No, people still read it. But what it does mean is there is a better way for me to give, and that's to give out of the resources that I already have, give out of the knowledge that I already have. And really, when it comes to blogging, you should always be reading. A writer is a reader. And if you really want to take your writing to the next level, and I don't care if you're writing a book, I don't care if you're writing a blog, you're writing music, you become a better writer when you become a better reader. And so the more you read, the more that you get into your spirit, get into your soul, is the more that you're able to output. So if you are an inlet of information, you also have to be an outlet of information. So think about a plug on the wall. It's receiving power from the transformer outside your home, and it's receiving power through the coils into your home, through the wiring. But that outlet is also something that not only draws power from another source, it also gives power to power a computer, power like my microphone. It powers my microphone. And so that outlet not only receives power into itself, it also gives out of itself to power something else. And that's what a blog does. Blogs create an avenue to share information. And so if you want to take your information sharing to the next level, you have to be somebody who has an inlet of information. So the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak forth. So if you want to speak forth what you don't know, you have to study what you don't know. If you want to take what you already know to the next level, you have to study what you already know and get a better understanding of what that is. And so you want to create an avenue to share information, and that's what a blog does. So if you've been thinking about starting a blog and you've been, well, how do I want to word this? You've been pondering the idea, today's the day. Today's your chance to get your blog written. And if you really want to blog, WordPress.com is a great way to do it. I use WordPress. It's the main CSM that I use, which is content. Well, hold on. I lost the acronym. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Well, that was, oops, not CSM, CMS, Content Management System. I wasn't originally going to say that, but I was second guessing myself. Anyway, so a blog is, you know, WordPress.com is a blog using a content management system. So it allows you to typeset, allows you to format your blog post to make it look pretty. So I'll get into a little bit of that in just a second. But a blog is for anyone who has something on their heart to share with the world. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be something like what I'm doing. I write about writing. I write about personal development. Those are really the two main things that I write about. You don't have to write about those things. If you are passionate about horses, well, you can start a blog about horses and horse racing and everything that talks about the tackle, the tack. My fishing brain, I should have used fishing. Maybe I'll use fishing. That's a better idea. wow. My brain is going 100 miles an hour here. So you want to start a blog about fishing. Let's go there. So you want to start a blog about fishing. Well, you could write about the different kinds of rods and reels and fishing tackle. And you can talk about the different kinds of boats. And you can have different topic and discussions about how to use a particular type of lure to get a certain type of fish. And there's a whole plethora of things you can write about. You could write a blog about your favorite foods, or you can write a blog about, you know, your favorite recipes, and you teach people how to cook. You teach people what it means to julienne cut something, or teach people how to fillet that fish, or teach people how to trim the fat off of a beef roast. So you could blog about a plethora of different things. There's some blogs that I follow where they write about their family, write about their life experiences, and that's okay. In other words, blogging doesn't have to be about the money. Blogging can simply be about giving something out of your heart to share with the world. In other words, you're doing everything you can to help the world live a better life. And if you want to do that, if you want to help the world live better, you want to help people reach far beyond even where you're able to go, blogging is a great way to do it. And this Christmas season, I encourage you to blog about something that's going to add value to somebody's life. Last week, I began a new series called The ABCs of Blogging, and last week we talked about making your blog actionable, making your blog accessible, and using an anecdote to tell your story. And there was one thing I forgot to add to the A's, so I'm going to jump in and give one more in this glossary of blogging, another A, and I'm going to use this called an avatar. Now, you may be wondering, what is an avatar? And no, I'm not talking about the James Cameron movie Avatar, though that was a very good movie. What I'm talking about is an avatar is your target audience, or somebody who reads your blog, somebody who buys your products. So you want to know, when you start a blog, you want to know who you're writing to. For me, I write to leaders and writers. Those are the two really, or leaders who are writers, or just writers. Take your pick. But my goal is to help writers better their tools, help them find their voice so they can succeed in their family, their ministry, and their life. So my avatar, I call him Joe, and he's somebody who's unsure about the message that's on his heart, and he's somebody who wants to learn everything he can on being a better leader in his family, being a better leader in his environment. But he has something that's on his heart, but he doesn't know how to get that message out. And my goal is to walk him hand in hand on developing his message so that he can share it with his family, share it with his friends, share it with the world. That's my avatar. You know, I figure he's about 5'10", brown hair, and we'll call it maybe blue eyes. I don't know. But I call him Joe because I want to know Joe inside and out. And that's why I do this blog. I write my blog for Joe. And if your name is Joe and you're 5'10", you got brown hair, blue eyes, well, cool. Send me a note and say howdy. But when you begin blogging, you want to know your avatar inside and out. Who are you writing to and what do you want them to get? My goal, I want my avatar to walk away from my blog with the empowerment to put his voice into print, put his voice onto paper or onto a blog. That's my avatar. I want him to walk away with that tenacity, walk away with that. So that is another A I'm going to throw onto the list, and I hope you find that valuable. So on to the B's. That's right. We are moving on to the B's, and I would be remiss if I did not mention the first B in the ABCs of blogging, a blog. Now, blogging has been around for a super long time. I mean, we go back into the early 90s, even earlier than that. We go back into the late 80s for blogging, and blogging was called a web log at the time. And so what it was is a logging of thoughts that you put on the web. Well, people got tired of saying web log, and it ended up, you took the W and E off and it became a blog for short. Well, a blog today is written using what's called a CMS software. Now, I blog on WordPress.com. I'm sorry, I blog on WordPress.org. I started on WordPress.com. And it's a CMS software. So what it does is it allows me to format my blog and put headers, bold, italics. Allows me to add links. It allows me to, you name it, I could add a form so you can sign up for my website. Basically, what it does is it allows me to format my blog to make it readable. Let's just put it that way. So a blog uses CMS software, which allows your post to be readable. Now, you don't have to know what CMS stands for, but I mentioned it earlier. It stands for Content Management System. Now, you don't have to use their software, but I highly recommend using their software to write your post because it's the only way to really publish your post. Now, I know there's software out there like desk.pm, and you can write your post in there and then publish it right to your website. I don't necessarily recommend that because you lose some of the functionality and controls. But CMS software, the short version of it, it's like Microsoft Word on the internet. So it gives you all the same functionality. The only thing is you don't choose your font and you don't choose your font points. So that's all done on the back end of your website when you have it built, which we'll get into that later on our ABCs of blogging. But the short version of it is a CMS software. A blog is a CMS software that allows you to write your thoughts, write your things, post them onto a website. And that's really all a blog is. It's a website of your thoughts. The second thing is a bitrate. Now, a bitrate is used for podcasting. The only reason why I'm mentioning this is because there are those of you who may want to start a podcast. And I wanted to give this definition of a bitrate to you. Now, a bitrate is basically a bit per second. So a bit per second. So the dictionary definition of a bitrate is this, and it's a noun. It's a number of bits per second that can be transmitted along a digital network. Here's a better way to describe it. So it's a number of bits per second that can be transmitted along a digital network. In other words, when I record my podcast and I format it and I save it as an MP3, an MP3 just allows you to play it on just about any device. I save it at 128 kilobits per second at 44.1 kilohertz, constant bit rate. Now, that's a lot of language that I'm throwing out there, but basically what that means, 128 kilobits per second is the bit rate for my podcast. That's what I want it to be recording at or played at. And so when I used a bit rate of 128 kilobits per second, it gives me a very high quality resolution of the sound or of my voice or of the audio music that I play. It gives me a high quality sound to your ear without it being a very large file. So my files are only about 28 to 33 megabytes per MP3. And so you could go lower with like a 64 kilobits per second, but it's going to sound a little bit more garbled and watery, and it's compressing the sound. It's compressing the file into a smaller file. And so it's going to be playing a lower quality audio. And so if you're into podcasting, you want to record, or I should say, you want to save your MP3s at 128 kilobits per second using 44.1 kilohertz, constant bit rate. In other words, a constant bit rate, it's going to be 128 kilobits per second through the entire 30-minute podcast. But if I was to do what's called a variable bit rate, that 128 kilobits might be for a long section of speech or music. It might be 128 kilobits. It's going to play it at its full file, at its full quality. But when I have blank space, it's going to drop it down to maybe 64 or 32 kilobits per second. And so variable, it changes the quality of the audio, and you don't get a constant sound. You don't get that constant bit rate sound. Now, I know that's a lot of information out there. You can just simply go to wikipedia.org and type in bit rate, and that's going to give you a little bit better understanding. Basically, it is the information rate at which the audio is being played. All right, so enough about bit rates. I probably just messed with your mind there. Anyway, the third B in our ABCs of blogging is a blog roll. A blog roll. Now, this is not a piece of paper rolled up with a bunch of blogs in it, but that's kind of the idea. So a blog roll is a feed of news articles or blog posts from other posts or other websites. Now, you can have a blog roll. So if you were to go to jbsism.com, the front page is my blog roll of all of my blog posts. You get the 10 most recent blog posts right there on the homepage. And that's a blog roll of all of my current 10 most current blog posts. Now, I could have another blog roll from, say, Michael Hyatt's website. Or I could have another blog role from, say, Ray Edwards' website. Or a few other websites, and I can put them all into one pot or one file. And anytime they update, my blog role on the website is going to update with their latest post. And so a blog role is just a feed of news articles that you can click on. So if you go to your local newspaper's website, that they have blog roles of all of their different sections that you can read about. It's just simply a feed of news articles or blog posts from other websites and other posts. Number four. So number four are backlinks. Now, backlinks are just simply links in your content pointing from your website to another website. So let's say I reference, I'm going to use Michael Hyatt again. Let's say I reference one of Michael Hyatt's websites in today's blog post. What I would do is if I am going to quote him, I will highlight his name and I will take the link from his website and I will create a link using his name. So in other words, you hit copy on his webpage on the address bar, you copy the address, you go back to your blog that you're writing, you highlight his name, you click the link button, and then you paste the link in there in the little box that pops up, and then you've now created a link. Whenever people click on Michael Hyatt on your blog post or on your website, it's going to link back to that article on his website. And so a backlink just allows links to point from your website to another website. And it makes it really easy where you don't have to write out a bunch of stuff from somebody else's website. You could just pull one quote, link to that website article, and send people there to read it. And that's the best way to give people credit for what you use on your website. So you want to use backlinks to give credit where credit is due. Finally, the last one on our ABCs of blogging is this, is a bounce rate. Now, a bounce rate is a percentage of people who visit your website and they just visit one page and then they leave. Now, you have to have what's called Google Analytics on your website, and Google Analytics, you can just go to Google and type in Google Analytics. And it'll pull it up right there. You sign up for a free account. You can add a piece of code from their website onto yours. And anytime somebody links and clicks on your website, it gets recorded on Google. And you can see how many people visit one page, how long they stay on a page before they jump off. And when they jump off your website, that is called a bounce rate. And so it's just the amount of people that come to your website and bounce off and run away to another website. So the goal is to get people to stay on your website as long as possible. And creating awesome content is the only way to do that. So to recap, a blog is just a short version word of the word weblog. And we use and we write our blogs using CMS software such as WordPress. We talked about a bitrate, which is for use in podcasting and is just a sampling rate of the quality of the audio that you're producing or putting out there for the world to listen to. We talked about a blog roll, which is a feed of news articles, blog posts from other websites, from your own website, or just news articles from, say, the New York Times. We talked about backlinks, links that are pointing to your website from another, from your website to another website. Links pointing from your website to another website. And you want to make sure you include those so you can give proper credit where credit is due if you're quoting somebody else's blog. And then finally, we talked about bounce rates, which is a percentage of people who visit your website, one page visit, and then they simply leave. Well, my friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I'm so glad that you did, and I did not have a coughing attack, so I'm really excited about that. You know, after braving the stores on Black Friday and finding out how selfish people are, it reminded me that our goal as writers, our goal as bloggers and content creators is to give from ourselves so that other people can have a better life. Well, my friends, you can find the full show notes of today's episode over at jbsism.com/079. And if you could do me a favor, tell somebody about this podcast. Let them know how it is changing your lives. And if you could do me one other favor, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Well, my friends, I hope you have a fantastic week. And I want you to do this. I want you to tell somebody that you're going to start a blog within the next week, because our goal is to help people find life and live it to the full. God bless. I'll see you right here again next week. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.